every morning, Arabile Gumede and Nastasia Aronsa on Classic Business. Breakfast with MoneyWeb.
7:42, founded in 2017 by Andile Maseko, Kamogelo Gekana and Tebogo Mokoena, Akiba Digital has launched an AI-powered financial literacy platform aimed at millennials. And to talk to us about it is Tebogo Mokoena from Akiba Digital. Tebogo, thank you so much for your time. So let's talk about Akiba Digital and what the platform does.
Good morning, Nastasia and your listeners. So Akiba Digital is actually a mobile savings app, primarily. And the idea behind it was for us to help millennials or our peers to think about their future selves and start saving early on. And how we do that is we use behavioral and alternative data, which sort of leads to the artificial intelligence side of things. And where that comes in is we actually have an AI-powered financial coach called Gugu, the shepherd, and she's meant to be your money buddy and help you through your savings journey. And with that comes the financial literacy side of things. So we believe that financial services need to be more personalized, and that's where technology comes in. A lot of times the experiences that we have with our financial services providers is such that they're very masculine and they're very sort of just functional and not catered to a person's personal journey. And we are trying to curate a personal journey in understanding where you are and therefore catering or personalizing the services, whether it's financial literacy, the kind of nudges that we give you, and the ultimate goal is to just help you get to your financial goals.
All right. So how did you meet the rest of the team?
It was actually funny. I was on a secondment at work, and I was actually on my way to do my master's in Switzerland when I bumped into or met Andile through another friend. And he was basically telling me about this idea. At that time, we were actually ambitious enough to think that we were going to build a digital bank. So that was the plan at that time. And then through Andile, I met Kamogelo. They basically got me to drop out of my master's 2 months in to start the business. So, yeah.
All right. So launched 2017, what were the early days of the business? In terms of the planning and setting up meetings and, I suppose, putting proposals together?
It was actually tough. So 2017, we hadn't launched. That's when we started the business. We had the raw idea, and the plan was to basically, you know, gather as much resources without spending as much money. So the focus then was building a core functional team of founders. So I come with the technical skills. Andile comes with, CA background and financial modeling background. And Kamogelo comes with, functional operational skills. And so together we tried gathering whatever network we could in order to build a team that could build the actual product. So in 2017, the day-to-day was basically meeting almost every day and trying to figure out what do we prioritize. But then before we even prioritize anything, can we gather people that we can use as a sample group to study and understand what their core needs are? And so it was mostly in the research phase and trying to understand what is important, what is the actual problem that we're wanting to solve, and what are people's current behaviors. So, yeah, that was 2017. 2018 is when we actually started building out the functionalities. I remember in January when we were still, again, building the digital bank, the plan there was, we were building a bank, and we started building all of that functionality, only to pivot in March. And the pivot was then to become just a savings app that can therefore plug into different places like, you know, banks and other sorts of financial services provider spaces.
We actually launched
last year in September, and that's where we are now. So that was our alpha version, and yeah, we've just been trialing out the product with a close group.
Yeah,
And yeah, and now the app is sort of a bit open to the public.
All right. So since 2017, have you been meeting people who are mentoring and guiding you, perhaps who understand the industry a little bit better? What have those interactions or networks been like?
Yes. So we obviously do not possess all the skills that are required in order to run a business like this. And there are people that have done this, you know, many, many times before. So we've been leveraging our networks and trying to get as much of the expertise as we possibly can. So we have an advisory board, and we also have a large mentorship network of people, you know, from the acceleration programs that we've been part of, as well as just people that we've worked with before that have helped us mold the product. And in fact, one of our amazing mentors, Andrew Valentine's, was one of the people that sort of nudged us to move into this new kind of business instead of focusing on a digital bank, which initially we were kind of, you know, resistant towards. So they've been really instrumental in helping us mold a product that is what Agiba is today and will probably be in the future. So,
all right.
Yeah.
So what's on the cards for 2019, as opposed short to medium term? What are you working on?
Yeah, so 2019 is taking in all the feedback that we got from our lovely users and implementing that and rolling out sort of new functional features. But the idea is for us to then open up and start making noise get at least 40,000 users by the end of 2019. And another interesting thing is, because the focus is now trying to be a data-driven marketplace, we need to involve other financial services partners. So we're looking at banks partnering with, credit providers, partnering with a suite of other financial services providers to see how we can, you know, plug in and understand the customer, not just vertically but horizontally within the financial spectrum. So those are some of the things that we'll be working on, and then as well as obviously expanding the team internally. So,
yeah. Well, all the best, Tebogo, and thank you so much for your time. That's Tebogo Mogwena, who is the founder of Akiba Digital.